Well, I've been to Birmingham in an Eddie Stobart van. I've been threatened in Morocco with a knife. I've been aboard a tanker that went in Casablanca, but I've never been to Glossop in my life. Though I sailed to Carolina on an ocean-going liner, had a lovely time in Barbados on the beach. I've been robbed in Calcutta by a woman with a stutter, but the mystery of Glossop stayed out of reach. So I hitched a ride in Paris from a geezer named Harris, who was first mate on a freighter from Quebec. Though he'd sailed the seven seas from Kiribati to Belize, had he ever been to Glossop?
Had he, eh?
Then a paralytic sailor in a bar in Venezuela, or some other hot and godforsaken spot, asked if I'd ever been to Shad. I said of course I had, but had he ever been to Glossop? No, he'd not. I was scoffing a banana in my tent in Tijuana when I heard a voice say from a nearby shed,
"My name is Billy Mossop, and I come from a place called Glossop, but I don't suppose you've heard of it,"
he said. I shook him by the hand and I said, "This is really wizard prank. This is the one place in this world I've never been. Tell me what it's like. Can I get there on my bike? Could I do it in a fortnight? I'm jolly keen." Billy told of Glossop sights and of magical Glossop nights and of the rolling hills of exquisite Derbyshire. And I knew I'd just implode if I didn't hit the road and head towards the town that had set my soul on fire. So I stole an old Ford car and drove to Panama and stowed away aboard a steamer from the Clyde. I was nearly going frantic as we sailed the broad Atlantic, for I had to visit Glossop before I died. Well, it took a month or two until Glasgow came in view, and at long last, feeling shattered, tired and gritty, and very, very mental, I alighted at Glasgow Central and steamed aboard a southbound intercity. Down to Manchester we sped. By now I'd lost my head. I had Glossop well and truly on the brain. And I thought of little Billy as I stood there in Piccadilly, waiting for the little Glossop train. Now the best laid plans can fail, thanks to good old Virgin Rail. And the engine on the train became kaput. But I didn't make a fuss. I hopped on a local bus. And when I got to Glossop, it was shut.